All right. This is in part to address what you just said, but also as a general comment, because it's a very nice talk that you gave, but it doesn't really help us to keep talking about the Australian Space Agency or what we're doing. I just would invite this audience to compare and contrast. A few hours ago, Elon Musk in Mexico at the ISE 2016 announced his plan to colonize Mars by 2020-2030. And he showed the rockets, he showed the plan, he has it all. And that, no need to say, was, you know, basically welcomed by raving reviews, and everyone was very excited. And here, we are still talking of whether to have a little room with a couple of people who push a couple of buttons every now and then, send out an email to somebody at NASA and call it an agency, and even that cannot be done. So essentially, it looks to us like we are living on different planets at the moment. There is a part of the population of Earth who is really going out there and trying, at least, knowing that, you know, it's not gonna be easy, but trying. And then there's people here. Unfortunately, I'm very displeased to say that cannot even find a way to talk to the right politician to get heard as to get things started, even at a small scale. That is a general comment. These are the difficulties we have been facing for years.
Yeah, and that's something I'm really delighted to get that feedback, because you've been in this field for so long, to see what kind of difficulties are involved. And I don't know if maybe some of the momentum around what's happening at the moment might increase the possibility or not. We're a very reticent country. We're a very, very conservative country when it comes to stepping up and doing something like this. Even if we have the ideas and the inventions, we're still sort of like, oh, well, maybe someone else can worry about it. Someone else can do the leadership part of it. And that's kind of a problem that we have as a country. In any case, having an agency is just like, even if it was to, like, Australians have gone to NASA, have become American dual citizens to become astronauts kind of thing. So rather than having that situation, if we could have a relationship where we work with the ESA or with NASA and we can have an astronaut program in some way, that would be nice. But I also appreciate that it's been a difficult task and it may not be any easier in the future.